You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. After the near elimination of the budgetary subsidy on liquefied petroleum gas in financial year 21-22, the Union government may have to provide a tidy sum for this purpose in financial year 22-23. Even though no subsidy has been transferred to the bank accounts of households as cooking gas subsidy since June 2020, an incomplete pass-through of costs to consumers has inflated the state-run oil marketing companies under recoveries on this discount. Also, the reintroduction of LPG subsidy under the Ujwala Yojana, which is meant for low-income people at the rate of Rs. 200 per cylinder in May 2022, is seen to cost Rs. 6,100 crore in financial year 22-23. The Ministry of Petroleum is understood to have flagged requirement of about Rs. 40,000 crore to cover LPG under recoveries of OMCs in second half of financial year 22 and the current fiscal, citing elevated global crude and LPG prices. Moving on, the centre will float an expression of interest for the strategic disinvestment of IDBI Bank next month with an aim to conclude the transaction by March 2023, a senior official told FE. The decision follows regulatory leeway offered by the Reserve Bank of India and the Securities and Exchange Board of India regarding the glide path to reduce promoter stake in the bank post-transaction, even though the exact size of the stake dilution is not yet finalised. The source indicated that the government and promoter Life Insurance Corporation may together offer to offload up to 60% stake in the bank. The government and LIC reckon that sale of 74% stake, which is at par with the maximum FDI allowed in private banks, may not be feasible given the current market conditions. Also, if a buyer starts with such high equity stake in the bank, it will face difficulty in reducing the holding to 26% over a period of time as per the RBI's glide path. Meanwhile, most early birds have reported modest numbers for the June quarter earnings season despite a favorable base. Revenues grew reasonably well, helped by elevated commodity prices and price hikes, but the high input costs and other expenses have dented profit margins. Profits at JSW Steel, for instance, plunged 86% year-on-year, even as revenues rose 32% year-on-year for the quarter, as the cost of materials consumed jumped 136% year-on-year, and power and fuel costs soared by 120%. At Ultratech, net profits were down 7% year-on-year, despite a strong 28% rise in sales, while operating profits fell by more than 8% as energy costs jumped 54%. For a sample of 183 companies, excluding banks and financials, revenues increased by a shade over 38% year-on-year, but with operating profit margins contracting by about 350 basis points year-on-year, operating profits rose by just 16%. The increase in net profits was even smaller at 10.6% year-on-year due to higher depreciation and tax. In another development, the National Financial Reporting Authority will not brook any related party transactions by audit firms, which comprises their independence, its chairman Ajay Bhushan Prasad Pandey said on Monday. He cited instances where audit firms or their associates render management and consultancy services to firms they audit and draw incomes much higher than from audit fees. Such practices, he said, will definitely undermine the independence of audit functions. The NFRA is mandated to recommend on accounting and auditing policies, enforce compliance of the rules, and ensure quality of audit services. Pandey, however, said the question whether to exclude micro, small, and medium companies above a threshold from the requirement of statutory audit will be resolved by the government in consultation with all stakeholders. Moving on to the market, India's import dependence for oil has increased by 10 percentage points since 2015 to the current level of 87%, in sharp contrast to the goal set by the Prime Minister to reduce it by the same quantum during the period. And with declining domestic production and a spurt in consumption post the pandemic, the inexorable forex outflows for energy will likely continue unabated, at least in the short to medium term. In March 2015, Prime Minister Narendra Modi exhorted all stakeholders to increase the domestic production of oil and gas to reduce import dependence from 77% then to 67% by 2022 and further down to 50% by 2030. However, according to official data from the Petroleum Planning and Analysis Cell, the reliance on imports has only seen a steady rise since then. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.